This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Our investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
The age categories, scholarships of $250, $500, and $1,000 are up for grabs. The Treasurer's Office is accepting electronic submissions through the contest website. Kids can submit two photos. Winning entries will be featured in Ag Invest marketing materials and next year's Cream of the Crop calendar and showcased at the Illinois State Fair. More info at nowdecatur.com. March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. The State Health Department is emphasizing the importance of regular screenings. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. IDPH is stressing the significance of early detection. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit our website anytime, nowdecatur.com.
A disaster in Baltimore. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A ship ran into a bridge early this morning and it collapsed into a river.
This is an unthinkable tragedy. We have to first and foremost pray.
Mayor Brandon Scott, we've just been told upwards of seven people may have fallen in cars into the frigid water.
Don't have a number. I can tell you our sonar has detected the presence of vehicles submerged in the water. I don't have a count of that yet.
Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace says there were two survivors. One's hospitalized in serious condition. The other was not injured.
You could expect to continue to see our air and maritime assets functioning out on the water and in the air above. We need to do damage assessment of the ship itself.
Why that huge cargo ship smashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge on Interstate 695 is still unknown. An American journalist is jailed in Russia as an accused spy and will remain behind bars longer there.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has had his latest appeal against pretrial detention rejected. The 32-year-old American was arrested a year ago in Yekaterinburg and is accused of espionage. He denies the charges and the U.S. considers him wrongfully detained.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. A police officer is dead in New York City, shot and killed last night at a traffic stop in Queens by a gunman who was wounded in return fire. Also in New York, a victory and a loss for former President Trump in two courts.
It's a shame what's happening to our country. This is election interference.
This is after a judge set an April 15th trial date in the hush money criminal case. The former president's charged with falsifying business records over payments to keep an alleged affair quiet in 2016. Now, separately, an appeals court gave him 10 days to post the bond to appeal the civil fraud ruling in New York. And it's lowered the payment for $175 million. America's listening to Fox News.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling while telling a customer to leave the room, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Springfield area attorneys. 2815 Old Jacksonville Road, Suite 103, Springfield, Illinois, 62704.
Israel's defense minister will meet today with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, the day after the U.N. Security Council approved a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. The U.S. did not agree with it, with Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield saying it doesn't go far enough opposing Hamas.
A terrorist organization dedicated to the destruction of Israel and the killing of Jews. A terrorist organization this body still fails to condemn.
However, the U.S. did not block the resolution like it's done to others before, angering Israel's prime minister. So Benjamin Netanyahu canceled another planned delegation to the U.S. to discuss American concerns about a planned offensive against Hamas in Rafah, an area of Gaza full of Palestinian civilians.
Israel's decision, as a result of that vote not to send a delegation because of it, has the White House shocked, according to National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby.
We're kind of perplexed by this.
The delegation was set to discuss national security and the war with Hamas. The U.S. voted present on the resolution, and Kirby disagrees with claims from Netanyahu that the U.S. abstaining gives Hamas hope there can be a ceasefire without the release of hostages being held by the terror organization. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Sean Diddy Combs, who's a star rapper turned music producer and actor, under a lot of scrutiny, his homes raided in California and Florida.
A U.S. official confirms to Fox News that these Homeland Security raids are in fact in connection to a federal sex trafficking investigation. Heavily armed agents could be seen raiding Sean Diddy Combs' house in the Holmby Hills area here in L.A. Several people could be seen being escorted from the property, some appearing to be detained or arrested, some in handcuffs. Meanwhile, over in Miami, some federal agents there arrived at Combs' waterfront property by boat, conducting a raid there as well.
Fox's Bill Malugin. Combs has in the past been accused of sexual assault and lawsuits, allegations he denies. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after selling. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
What's up, Doc? A brand new medical podcast brought to you by Decatur Orthopedic Center. Join Dr. Sams and Dr. Sullivan as they take a peek behind the drapes into the world of orthopedics. They will explore the newest trends in orthopedics, sports injuries, and musculoskeletal health. These leading orthopedic surgeons will go into detail about surgery, life as a surgeon, and the impacting change of orthopedics. Find What's Up, Doc at nowdecatur.com under the podcast section or anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. Showers likely, possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and windy, high near 52. Tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy with a low around 31. For Wednesday, sunny with a high of 48, and Thursday, sunny with a high near 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 51 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday edition of Byers & Company. We still have countdown to opening day going on this week. Your chance to win meat from Heinkel's. We'll also visit with Kyle and Mark Tupper, Dale Coley, Natalie Beck, and more. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Morning and welcome. We're back here on, it's a strange week weather-wise, right? All the wind yesterday and then the rain. The wind, it's just been so windy all, I mean, since January.
Yeah, there was a lot of it yesterday.
I mean, not just wind. I mean, Texas-like wind. You know, there's a lot of guys that play on the PGA Tour that grew up in Texas, and they learn how to hit a golf ball differently there than they do growing up in Florida because of the wind. You know, sure. So they're able to hit those low flyers, you know, like, so when bad conditions happen or whatever, they're more prepared to play into that stuff because they grow up with this big wide open state that has got a lot of wind. That hasn't been us forever. But here lately, it sure feels like it.
It's almost like the climate's a changing.
Well, you know what I'm saying, but it's the wind. And then whatever that blows in. So you start out the day in one space, and by the time this stuff blows 40 miles an hour all day, by the end of the day, you're in a whole other area, and then who knows what's coming tomorrow. Well, anyway, good morning and welcome. We're happy to be with you here on this Tuesday. And as I said, a busy show here today. Would not want to be P. Diddy today. By the way, what is he officially going by these days?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, not. I mean, I don't know what his current moniker is. I could give you a list of all of them throughout time. His name's Sean Combs.
Sean Combs would be his birth name, right?
Yep.
His given name.
Yeah, you might know him as Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, you know, Diddy. I mean, trouble, in trouble.
Okay. That would be the name today.
Yeah.
When they raid all of your homes, right, the federal government, even by boat, this one, you know, sort of caught my attention because it's like, I'm sure there's a driveway and a front door at that house, but they came in by boat.
Came up the back over that little hill, I'm sure, and it's all clear. Go. Yep, or go.
Well, now, he has been on this free fall for a little while now, right, with accusations and whatnot and paying off people. And do you remember the show he had on MTV?
Making the Band.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching an episode of that. I mean, this has been a long, long time ago, 20 years ago, right?
More.
Okay. Yep. I would certainly believe that. And he seemed to be a guy who just liked to be cruel for no reason.
Yeah.
I remember an episode where he made all of these young people who were trying to make the band walk to get him chicken or something, like across, I mean, like miles and miles and miles, like walk. It was going to take all night over a bridge in the pouring down rain. And then bring it back and basically throw away the food. And I thought, there's something wrong with this guy. I mean, maybe he thinks this is like hard love and, you know, you got to learn and, you know, earn your stripes and all that. But it just seems so, like, sadistic.
Yeah.
Like he got a pleasure out of it.
You know, and not to make any comparisons to the things that they were accused of, but there has been a consistent amount of smoke around him, like there was with Harvey Weinstein, where you would hear it in, like, you know, just like people making comments on like red carpets and stuff about their behavior. Mm-hmm. And then now it's a whole bunch of like, see? This isn't a secret to all of us. It's just now finally.
No, he's had this war going on with Fitty for a long time,
long
right?
Long time, yes.
And so that was from 2020 to 2022. So you're exactly right. That was either 20 or 22 years ago, depending on the season. I couldn't tell you that if I had to. But I don't know. Doesn't look good.
No. No. And long time it's been since he's been like he was at his height when the Notorious B.I.G. was really popular, and he had his own solo career, and his production has always been top notch. He's had a lot of artists come through his factory, if you will, but he was at his height a long time ago. And it stinks to see people amass so much power, so much influence, be able to make people's careers and then flip the power dynamic on, or use that power dynamic in a way that is not good to other people.
And so is this like Epstein stuff, like, or Epstein stuff? Like, you know, there's tracking a plane to an island. Prince Harry's name is in this for whatever reason, as being a friend or a former associate of the rapper. I mean, is that what we're talking about here?
I don't know. I think all things are on the table when you have that many resources, and he's in all the top circles. I mean, he's as famous as you can get. And I think it's going to be pretty ugly.
Yeah. But I mean, they're using the word sex trafficking, not, you know, some of these assault, you know, allegations that have been in the news lately. I mean, they're using very specific verbiage.
We learned that one day in Milliken, with the Milliken sex.
That came in, right.
Yeah, that there's different uses of that word, not just
doesn't necessarily mean
flying you to this island to do bad things to you. It could be just bringing people around. So, I mean, there are some elements of it, certainly.
That was the definition of trafficking. But when you put the word sex in front of trafficking, that is, that narrows, I mean, I remember that interview well. Yes. Huh. That trafficking was misunderstood.
But not the sex part.
Yes.
Okay.
So I have no idea. I'm just saying I read the stories, you know, yesterday afternoon or whatever. It started to come down and I'm like, well, they had a timed raid where they hit all of these homes at the same time. And then there's a, like when you're in the job of throwing big parties for people, all the stuff that he's done. Where does he make his money now? I mean, what is he involved in, you know, the last number of years? Or is it just he made so much money that he just turned into more money years and years ago?
He had several like products and things that he invested in, like Ciroc vodka. And I think it was Ciroc. I can't remember which one's his.
To be forgiven for sure. There's way too many celebrity liquor owners.
Way too many. Yeah. Music stuff, advising, party throwing. I mean, just a multitude of different revenue streams from that center around being able to throw entertainment together.
Yeah. And it's interesting, you know, and once again, this is just, you know, not the beginning of this, but this is the beginning of the law enforcement side of this. We'll see what happens. And Prince Harry, I don't think is accused of any wrongdoing other than just showing up in pictures or at these parties. This is not what the royals want at all after Prince Andrew and the whole Epstein thing and, you know, whatever. But just, I'm sure P. Diddy's in a picture with people tens of millions of times, right? I mean,
so many.
Yeah, over the years.
So many.
And I don't know. I think that was at the concert for Diana. I think that was even, there was a side of that that had nothing to do with, and I hate the fact that everybody goes for this kind of thing because this is like, oh, well, you know, the names, who are they? And then people will be outing people that had nothing to do with it at all. Or this is, then we all end up back with, you know, Rogers and Kimmel kind of crap, which no one needs. I just thought, wow, that's a coordinated big time raid by the federal government of three different properties simultaneously. That's not a small thing.
Yeah, that's not. Hey, we've heard some things come in for questioning. This is, we're going to get everything before you have a chance to get it away.
Exactly. Even coming in by boat. I thought that was a movie thing.
Yeah. Well, when you live on a movie set, basically.
I guess. All right. How about let's get rid of that bad stuff about celebrities and some good stuff. I read the feel-good story of the day yesterday, and it made me very happy. I clearly remember going to the theaters and seeing Footloose with Kevin Bacon back in the early 1980s and seeing it at the movie theater, the Northgate Cinema, specifically. And all these years later, the high school in Utah where that was filmed, or a lot of it was filmed in that area, they're building a new high school. It's called Payson High School. And the students there launched a campaign to get Kevin Bacon to come to their prom, the last prom at this school that they're going to be tearing down to build a new one. And Kevin Bacon is going.
Oh, that's awesome. Love it. That's a great story.
Do you think he can still bust a move?
I think he will bust some form of a move. Something. He will at least do something. Yeah, for sure he will.
Can you imagine, like, getting one of those parts in a dancing movie? Like, that has to be a sort of a skill set. Like, I mean, there's a lot of things you have to learn. I mean, if you're going to play a firefighter, you spend time with firefighters. If you're going to do whatever, you know, I'm sure Stallone didn't know anything about climbing mountains. But a dancing role has to be probably the most difficult.
It probably is right up there. I love that you reference Cliffhanger of all of Stallone's movies. It's a good one.
I'm just thinking about specialty kind of things that you wouldn't have any normal knowledge of.
Yeah, it's probably pretty complicated for some. Probably not for somebody like John Travolta that it just clicks.
Maybe. I don't. But did you see any of? I mean, no one had any knowledge of that ahead of Saturday Night Fever. I mean, you know, he was just the cool guy on Welcome Back, Kotter. He wasn't busting any dance moves.
That's a good point.
I think it was Denny Terrio. That's where Denny Terrio got famous and got even his own disco TV show because he was the guy who taught John Travolta how to dance for that movie.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very cool.
I mean, I'm sure there's whatever. You're playing Captain America. I mean, there's training.
Yeah. You're trying to sing. You're trying to dance. You're trying to know all the numbers, all your lines and all that. And you have to know all these things in sequence, and it's not your natural thing. Yeah, but it's extremely difficult.
So they had this hashtag Bacon to Payson social media campaign that evidently got to his attention. And he literally responded that he was coming, and he said, thank you, guys. Let's dance.
Awesome.
So he's heading to prom.
That's a cool story.
At the end of the school year. And I look at Kevin Bacon, and I always try to he's so good as an actor. Mm-hmm. And he did the first time I saw Kevin Bacon on screen was Animal House. You didn't really know, hey, that's Kevin Bacon. That was just a guy getting, you know, whatever done there in the fraternity house. And then he broke out, you know, with Footloose.
Yeah.
And then I look at him today and he's such a great actor.
Yeah. And he's been one of those like, not to anything that he's done on his own, but he's been one of those quirky sort of like part of the fabric actors or celebrities. And he's been aware of it and he's always leaned into it. He's always made time for the jokes or he's never been salty about it. And he just seems to be aware of his role and why people gravitate to him, partly because of his silly name, partly because of his character. And this is a perfect example of him being aware that people are making a meme of him to one degree, but they're serious on another, and he leans in both ways.
He's had a great career.
He's awesome.
And yeah, most recently, I enjoyed his work on the 26 episodes of City on a Hill, where he plays, shameful FBI agent and former FBI agent that's completely crooked, and he's so skeezy in this show.
Exactly right.
Not this young kid with the mop of hair dancing in the barn. Oh, that was so many years ago. So many years ago. What else? Like Mystic River. I'm just thinking about some of what was the movie about the kids who were abused in that home that then in later in life as adults, they were all. Do you remember that?
I do. What is the name of that? For some reason, his other movies popping in my head, Stir of Echoes, and so I can't unsee that right now. What is the
he name? He was in X-Men.
He was in
First X-Men. Class, played one of the villains, right? Sebastian Shaw.
Yep.
He was in Frost, Nixon. He would show up in stupid stuff like Will and Grace and be very good at it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's Hollow Man was one. Mystic River was powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful movie. I don't know. I love
Sleepers.
Sleepers. Yeah.
1996. Wow. I didn't realize that movie was that old. That's crazy. He played Apollo 13. He was great in that, right?
Yep. Oh, in Black Mass too. He was in that movie.
Oh, with Johnny Depp. Yeah. That's a career. Few Good Men.
Mm-hmm.
Alongside Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson. JFK. Flatliners. That was kind of a dumb movie, but nonetheless. Tremors, which was if you're a comedy fan. That's a resume.
Yes. Yeah. Good resume. And a lot of stuff that you look at and you go, oh yeah, he was in that. And you're like totally happy that he was in it.
Mm-hmm.
And just, oh, the air up there. That was fun. That was the Disney movie about the kid from Africa that learned how to play basketball.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Man, this is, I'm having a VHS moment. She's having a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That was a great film. There you have it. And then you go all the way down, and he's credited for, you know, being in Kenny Loggins' Footloose video.
Yeah, Friday 13th, he was in that, too.
He was one of the first. You know, the rule of those movies is, you know, if you have sex, you're the first to go. And he was that and the redheaded guy.
This is one of those rare careers where you say at the you burst on the scene with his movie Animals. This is literally like his first on-screen role listed in his IMDb. It wasn't like he did a couple things here and then.
Oh.
No, it was literally
But there was one in between Footloose that I'd forgotten all about, which is a great movie, and that is Diner. That was a movie where Mickey Rourke made his debut. Barry Levinson was the director of that film, and he played Fenwick, who was the troubled guy. Think about him in the manger in the park, remember?
Mm-hmm. I do.
I'd forgotten all about that. That was 2 years before Footloose.
Oh, wow.
1982. That was one of those movies, though. That was maybe the first, like when VHS arrived, like it didn't do well at the theater, but then it had a second life on home video.
Yeah.
Crazy how much time has changed. He's worked that whole time. Been with Kira Sedgwick. Is that her name?
Kira Sedgwick.
Kira Sedgwick. There's no G. Is it Sedgwick? Sedgwick?
I thought it had a G.
Sedge or Sed?
I thought it was Sedgwick, but I don't know.
I think you're right. Anyway, a long time and a great career, and he's heading to Utah. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back. We've got a lot to get to. Kyle will be with us a little later today. We'll introduce you to another of the That's What She Said cast members. Hear her story, why you want to hear all the stories, and all of that, plus Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Did watch a little women's college basketball last night.
Me too.
And we'll get to that as well. A lot to get to. Here's Nick with your three-day forecast. Tell me the wind and the rain's getting out of here sometime soon.
Yeah, today showers are likely, possible thunderstorms. It's going to be mostly cloudy and windy with a high of 52. Then tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy. A low of 31. Wednesday, sunny, high of 48. Thursday, sunny, high near 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 51 degrees. Your WSOY time, 625. This look at your weather, it's brought to you by Shop on Main, downtown Decatur. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
Spring into fashion at the Shop on Main. Stop in today to see the beautiful selection of vibrant colors and apparel. Fun and beautiful accessories, including the new Chala handbags and soft fuzzy bunnies for your Easter celebrations. Remember, Easter is early this year, so don't delay. And if you're looking for a fun girls lunch, join us at the Decatur Club for informal modeling on March 27th. You don't have to be a member for this open dining experience. Call Jeff for reservations. Shop on Main, 407 North Main, downtown Decatur.
For 24 years, the Community Foundation of Macon County has connected the philanthropic goals of donors with community needs. This is Chris Lutt, Foundation Board Chair, and I'm honored to share that we have a new name, the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation. We've grown to over 400 funds established by individuals, families, businesses, agencies, and organizations to benefit a variety of community causes. Because of donor generosity, we've surpassed $50 million in awarded grants and scholarships, and in addition to serving Macon County, we've now grown to serve neighboring counties, Piatt and Moultrie, in the heart of central Illinois. We're creating a better future through philanthropy that allows all to live, learn, work, and thrive. If you are interested in learning how you can work with the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation, call today at 217-429-3000 or visit our website at heartofillinois.org.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. Early bird drawing is April 12th, and final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, Kyle May coming up here in just a little bit. We've got the NCAA women's tournament to talk about. Big game last night as number one Iowa took on West Virginia, which was kind of a brutal start to that game. Bodies on the floor and a lot of...
chippiness.
Yes. It just seems like the idea is you're going to go in and fluster Caitlin Clark or double team her or knock her down or scratch her arms or do whatever it is you're going to do. And it never works.
It kind of worked.
No, but not at the end of the game. And that's really the most important part is what's at the end of the game.
Yeah, they didn't beat them. I think they showed a recipe.
Oh, I don't think so. I watched the same thing happen, in the towards the end of the Big Ten season and the end of the beginning of the tournament. And it's like the great teams, and she has a great team. It's not just her. There's a lot of people. And they had kind of an off shooting night all the way around. They will figure you out. You might be hanging with them for a while. And I've seen this in a lot of the women's teams games where it looks really close until it's not. And the great teams figure that stuff out. Now you can just beat them out of the game. All right, we got to take a break for news. Stay tuned.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The Staley Museum is honoring former employees of the Staley, Tate and Lyle, and Premiant companies at their retiree social on April 21st from 2 to 4. The event will be at the Staley Museum, 361 North College Street. All retirees and former employees of the aforementioned companies are welcome. It's free, but guests must be registered by April 7th. Go to nowdecatur.com for more info. The Decatur Area Arts Council is set to unveil Evanescent Encounter, an exhibit featuring vibrant manga-style paintings by artist Jave Yoshimoto from April 5th through 25th at the Ann Lloyd Gallery in downtown Decatur. The Arts Council describes the exhibit as an infusion of traditional Japanese prints with contemporary depictions of modern disasters. The opening reception will coincide with the first Friday gallery walk on April 5th from 5 to 7 p.m. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit our website, nowdecatur.com.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. There's a search and rescue operation in the Patapsco River in Baltimore. The Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after being hit by a container ship and several cars fell into the water.
We may be looking for upwards of 7 individuals. That's the latest information we have.
Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace says 2 people have been rescued, 1 seriously injured. The ship hit the bridge around 1:20 a.m. A New York City police officer is shot and killed during a traffic stop.
The NYPD says the cops approached a vehicle and the suspect pointed a gun towards the officers and opened fire, striking one. The officer identified as 31-year-old Jonathan Diller of Long Island. The unnamed suspect was also hit by gunfire. No word on his condition. Police describe him as a career criminal with 21 prior arrests.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. That shooting suspect was last released from prison in 2021 and was last arrested on a gun charge last April. America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know 63% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck? Living this way causes tremendous stress. We want to help. At LLCU, we have over 30 certified financial counselors ready to help you create a budget, pay down debt, start saving, and ultimately achieve financial freedom. There's no charge, no obligation, because credit unions believe in people helping people. It's why we exist. Call or visit llcu.org to begin your journey to financial freedom. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. Showers likely, possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and windy with a high near 52. Tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy, low around 31. For Wednesday, sunny with a high near 48. And Thursday, sunny with a high near 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 52 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:33.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. Nick and I were just getting into the women's NCAA game last night, where Iowa goes back to the Sweet 16 for the second year in a row. They'll actually take on the team they took on last year in Colorado. A lot of this sort of playing out the same way last year did. We'll see. Last night's game against West Virginia, and I was reading a bunch of stuff yesterday before the game that this was sort of the upset pick that people were making because of the style of play they have, and they're pretty rough and tumble. And that played out, I think, all the way till, you know, it wasn't. And there's just another gear teams have where they, you know, in a close game, you're fighting for your life, and then all of a sudden you win by 10. And it was a tough game, but they found a way to win.
Yeah, they sure did.
Doesn't that make you comfortable if you're a fan of a team? That, it feels like the teams that just blow it all out are the ones that sort of get upset, and the ones that have to scratch and claw know what it's like to scratch and claw. And when they find themselves in a tough game, you know they know what to do.
I always look for teams that have been battle tested. You know, you want to get out there and handle your business, win by 25, but
they didn't have a great game. None of them were shooting well. And yet they found a way, particularly on that 10-0 stretch. I mean, you know, when it really counted the most, they were just deadly. And it was the last night there at Carver Hawkeye Arena for three of those seniors, which was pretty cool to be able to see them do that in front of their home crowd.
Yeah, certainly an awkward interview after the game where, Caitlin, let's talk about all your stuff. And Caitlin knew with the other two women standing next to her. And these two, she felt obligated to keep bringing them in. It should have done that in two separate things, I think.
Well, that's on the TV.
I know.
Folks, Kate Martin and Gabby Marshall were the other two seniors that had played. In fact, Kate Martin has a whole other career plan. It's not a professional basketball career. And she was talked into coming back this year by Caitlin Clark, you know, to make this run for a title.
She's a basketball player.
Oh, she's really good. But they all had an off night until they had to be there, and then they were just ace.
Made some free throws too.
Oh, yep. Big time. It was a lot of fun to watch. So they move on, and we're ready to go. I am very happy. I'm a little tired of all the commercials
of her.
No, just the NCAA. I feel like those Samuel L. Jackson, Charles Barkley,
Capital One,
they have like run out of steam like years ago, and that they still trot them out. Now they got Magic Johnson.
Those are fresh ones, too.
I know. They're at the Magic Mart instead of the Chuck Stop. It's just, I like the ones with the mascots. I think it's Toyota where they've got the ludicrous song, you know, and they're like destroying office buildings and everything else. I like the one guy's at the coffee shop, it's just, I don't know. There's a lot of very specific commercials, and some of them are really, really good. Some of them are just specific. That's all I'm saying.
Fair enough.
Those commercials. Is it Spike Lee? Who's the other guy? Who's else?
Samuel L. Jackson, Spike Lee, Charles Barkley, and
wasn't it Shaq that was in there for a while?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
It's always been Magic Johnson?
No, he's new to
it. Okay. I thought there was another.
It was Spike, Samuel L. Jackson, and Chuck were the original three. And now they're kind of branching out a little bit.
And so, like, they were on the road to the Final Four or whatever. Yep. Yeah. How you doing, Kyle?
I'm good. You've been spoiled by streaming that don't have commercials, and then you got to watch them during TV. It's a little different, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't have to. I mean, I could, you know, do something else during the break. But yes, it is a weird world to go back and watch live TV with actual ads.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of nice, too. You don't have to think about when to pause to go miss something or whatever, or go to take a bathroom break or whatever. It's just built in for you.
Yep. Man, women's sports is coming on fire lately. Basketball, the bike racing stuff I follow, the Lululemon had that further ultra marathon event. And then I just sent a thing about a lady, the first lady that ever won the
Barkley
Marathon.
Saw that.
Yeah.
So. Unbelievable. By like 99 seconds, she got under the limit.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
That whole thing is crazy. You like enter by sending a license plate, and it's $1.60, and it's, you don't know when it's going to start, and it's like a treasure hunt, and you got to like find pages from books that correspond to your bib number, and it's pretty wild. There's a documentary out there about it.
Oh, I would love to see that. And there's a time limit and there's limited rest stops and limited water.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And she didn't win. I thought she was the first to finish.
She was the first female to finish.
Yeah. Yes. Because this is like they've put together something that no one, I mean, a tiny percentile of people even are able to finish.
Crazy altitude.
They had five people finish this year.
Which but how many started?
Like 40 or 50. He doesn't even let very many in.
Yeah. But then, 5 out of 50, I mean, you know, can you imagine having a race for 50 people and only 5 of them finish it?
Well, yeah, but the documentary that was made in 2014, it said by then only 10 people had finished in 25 years.
Yeah.
So it's pretty wild.
Yeah, and they were literally trying to get her to run to the finish line because she was a minute and a half from it not even counting.
Yeah.
That would have – I would have – oh, I couldn't imagine.
So pretty cool stuff in women's. Women's sports and athletic adventures and endurance. So it's cool.
Well, it is. If you want to read about that Barkley Marathon, I saw it a couple of weeks ago on my Apple News feed. There was a it was one of those sticky stories. Like it was up there for like 3 or 4 days. And you go, like, sometimes if it's annoying, you go, why is it still, you know? But yeah, that was up there for quite a while. Well,
it took her how many hours? Like 59 hours. So yeah, she's out there for a little while. That's crazy.
I just look at the picture of her after the race and I go, why?
That's a long.
Why?
So the picture, I didn't have any context. I watched her. I watched these people like running and they're like, come on, come on, come on. And so she's moving with these like ski poles or whatever. Yeah. And then you're right. She just, there's nothing left right there at that barrier. It's over.
I mean, it looks like a war photograph or something. You know what I mean? Like something taken somewhere where there's like, she willingly did this to herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty nuts.
All right. So back to the Iowa game last night and watching that, it is amazing the effect that, like, I don't know anybody on West Virginia's team, right? So they just come out and they're automatically the bad guys for me. I mean, it's totally unfair. Completely, right? But I'm like, oh man, you know, with the fouls and the shoving. So they're instantly Darth Vader, right? Yeah. And that's not fair. They just have a style of play that's, you know, different. What I've really enjoyed about watching the women's basketball game, and I told you this early on, is it reminds me of watching basketball the way it used to be played in the men's game. You know, I mean, and by the way, there was a goaltending charge, not last night in that game, but in the others, which doesn't happen very often in the women's game, just to give you an idea of the evolution of the athleticism.
Wow.
I don't think it'll be long before dunks will be like a thing for some players.
There are some that dunk, but not, it is few and far between.
I've watched a lot of basketball. I've yet to see a dunk in the best teams that college has to offer, but goaltending isn't one of those things that you run across much either. And it did happen. It happened. And in fact, the person who was the player with the ball was in awe.
Wow. You're way up there.
That her shot got interfered with. She thought it was cool. So we'll see. I don't know how much running and cycling and these things that you consume a lot of, are they big numbers like in other places besides the U.S.? I mean, can you quantify it like how sports are viewed? Like I can tell you, that we've had a huge increase. I mean, you just look at TV numbers for women's basketball.
3 million to 9 million.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it's just gigantic numbers over the last maybe 5 years or so. You know, I didn't go overnight. But in the area of, I feel like this stuff's way more popular in some parts of the world than it is here.
Yeah, well, in cycling, like, the sport itself is way popular than pretty much anything that we consume in North America. But
what does that mean?
Like the cycling, the volume of people that watch the Tour de France and stuff is like way higher than people that watch the Super Bowl. It's crazy. It's like the same amount of people watch the Tour de France stage each day than watch the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then it's 3 weeks long and it's so big, it affects the gross national product of France.
Which is a tiny little place. I mean, comparatively to the U.S.
Give it up.
Okay. I'm finding it has larger numbers than soccer.
No, not soccer.
Okay.
But it's like in the top three. It's like soccer, Formula One is huge. Cycling's up there. And then, like, if you're talking about women's cycling, like, I don't know, 5 years ago, they didn't even stream the women's races. And now you can watch the women's races live like you can the men's. It might only be like the last 60 kilometers of the race instead of the whole thing, but at least they're streaming it.
So how come here it's so hard to find?
Yeah.
I mean, because I can find soccer. And I can find F1. F1's on one of the flagships of sports television.
It's not as consumed as much in North America as it is other parts of the world. So last year I had to buy an app from the UK, and then I had to buy a VPN to say that I was watching it in the UK so I could watch all the races. So this year there's actually cycling on
Peacock.
Max has like it's the Eurosport Discovery Channel feed. Max is streaming in the US now, but you have to subscribe to Max.
Yeah, so. but if I have that base, I'm not subscribing inside the subscription like they're doing with soccer and other things.
I got it that it's working without doing that.
Okay, I'm just curious. I don't think there is that stuff in Max, but that's what they're kind of going to is like, okay, well, I've got
Peacock,
but now I got to unlock something else if I want all the soccer.
But there are still a couple races that are locked out on different channels, so I still have to do a VPN from Canada now to watch it on another platform.
It just seems so weird.
Yeah, no, it's pretty crazy. So, but yeah, it's pretty big. Are you looking it up?
No, I'm just wondering why. I mean, F1's not consumed in North America the way it is around the world, but yet I still have fairly easy access to it.
You didn't used to.
Well, but it's been on ESPN for the last few years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a little tougher to get access to it, but now now they're fighting over getting it on the channels.
Yeah, so. We'll see where it goes next. Yeah. All right.
In 2022, the Tour de France was watched by 3.5 billion viewers.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the highest it's ever been for a cycling.
And then how many stages is that?
Like 20.
All right. So you got to take that number. The Super Bowl's one day. This is 20 different days.
They said a Frenchman watched an average of 5 hours, 41 minutes of the tour. So just an average person has 6 hours in
France.
Yeah.
Which is the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty low.
Well, but I mean, there are people watching none and some watching all of it.
Yeah.
6 hours of that's. Two football games.
Yeah. 42.5 million viewers in France in 2023 alone, which has got to be, I don't know what the total population of France is, but that's a big number, right?
Yeah, you would think so. And 31% increase in viewership from 2018 on the 2019 UCI Road World Championships.
Yeah.
So 31% growth year over year, 18 to 19.
As crazy as that is, the World Cup has twice as much.
Yeah,
which is just nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, when you literally think about a little over 3 billion people watching the Tour de France and 5 billion people watching the World Cup.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to that next year.
Which one?
I'm going to go to Atlanta.
Okay.
Yep.
How is that? I looked at the staging and now I can't remember.
It's all over the United States.
Mexico. U.S. and Canada, right?
Yeah, it's North American hosted and with multiple of the bigger stadiums holding it.
Yeah. And the Super Bowl last year was the most watched ever, 123 million viewers.
Yeah, but that's not surprising to me at all in that football is huge here. It's not huge anywhere else. They're starting to make some inroads or try to play these games. But I mean, I think it's silly when Americans don't have any context at all as to how this stuff is consumed. I mean, I've always known that. All you have to do is go somewhere else. Go to a Nike store and see what's in
cycling
there.
Cycling or some of these other sports are really, really popular.
Yeah, you're not going to find NFL jerseys in a Nike store in Ireland.
Yeah. The world champions.
There you have it. All right. This wind and rain, man, has been kind of brutal. But overall, it's been – I have to think you give the first quarter of this year an A+, just as far as winter is concerned.
Yeah, wasn't bad. I think I only closed half a day or one day.
I'm talking about just being able to get out and be active.
Yeah. No, it's been pretty decent. Yeah, this week's been – I was at soccer all day Saturday or Sunday, and then at track meet last night it was a little brisk out there. So I think one more day of it, and then it dies down. So Yeah, it's been pretty decent. So people have been getting out and being active, and some events are kicking off here next month.
Do you see your biggest endorsement yet for Hokas?
I've had people coming in.
I'm talking about President Joe Biden.
Yeah, right? I know.
he's literally got a favorite. Like, I mean, they were like very even make specific on the story.
I actually just ordered some yesterday.
So. Good for you. Yeah. Good enough for the president of the United States.
People are asking about that or mentioning it.
Yeah, it's the Hoka Transport. It's like a lifestyle trekking, walking shoe. It has like bungee laces that you can slide on. What the heck? I'll get some in. They're kind of cool. We've had people like say they're going on trips. They want like one shoe that they can do a lot of different things in. So I got like an all black men's and then like a dark blue, like navy blue and women's that'll be here this week. So, yeah.
Now, it's interesting to me when you see this because you can say, oh, well, you know, Joe Biden's wearing tennis shoes. I've told Nick forever, you know, these aging rock groups, you know, like the Rolling Stones come in and they all still kind of look like rock stars until you get to the footwear. Yeah. Right. I mean, it's important. But I saw a picture in London yesterday, a couple of pictures on set of Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise, who's in like a tuxedo jacket and pants until you look at the shoes. And they look like Hokas to me. I couldn't tell because it was like a screenshot from like a cell phone, but
yeah, I mean, we had there was a lady in this week that said like she got her husband some nice running shoes or nice shoes at our store, and like that's all he wears to work now. He like wears a suit and wears like tennis shoes.
Yes,
so you know, all black is becoming very popular. So
yes,
we are carrying those. It's kind of interesting seeing that switch. So yeah, we've had people ask for the Biden shoe. I had to Google it. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know? And yes, they had the brand and the model and everything. It was pretty, it was rare.
Yeah. So what do those run?
Like 150 or 160, something like that. And they make a Gore-Tex version too, which I don't know, maybe next winter. Gore-Tex, it gets a little warm sometimes. So unless it's like really raining a lot, it's a pretty warm piece of footwear. So just the regular one would be pretty cool.
There's some really good ones that are look like gray, dark gray and light gray, and they have the bungee laces. Yeah. It looks really cool. Would these be good like vacation shoes if you're like going to a theme park and like not too heavy and clunky like your thick walking shoes?
But... Yeah. I think more like urban tour, like if you're going to like Europe or something like that, it'd probably be a great shoe for that. Just kind of darker and kind of blends in a little bit more, not too outgoing. My wife wears like UFO sandals to theme parks.
Like, right. Go on the water rides.
Yeah, or but you lose it during Harry Potter or something, and then you got to like try to send somebody back in for it.
Yeah, it's a little dangerous. She's walking the right on the edge. We're going to be carrying the Biden shoe.
All right, that will be positive for some and not so much for others.
Boycotted.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's do a break. We'll come back. We got more with Kyle in from FleetFeedDecaturIL.com. You can go to their website right now and check it out. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast.
Today's showers are likely, possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and windy, high near 52. Tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy, low around 31. For Wednesday, sunny with a high of 48, and Thursday, sunny with a high near 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 51 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:52.
Milliken University firsthand during a campus visit day on Saturday, April 20th. Tour campus to see where you'll live and learn. Explore top-ranked majors and programs and find your fit through athletics, performing arts, and more than 75 student clubs and organizations. Along with important admission information, you'll learn how the new Milliken Tuition Promise makes your private education affordable. You can even submit your free application for admission on the spot. RSVP for the April 20th campus visit day at milliken.edu/visit.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. My kids are really excited about spring break, so I'm looking for a new Toyota to help make it amazing.
Now until April 1st is a great time for a new Toyota. Imagine you and the kids in a Tundra on your way
to the lake to go speedboating.
Woohoo! Or even taking a RAV4.
To an animal sanctuary to pick goats.
Sounds like your kids aren't the only ones excited about spring break.
Ready, set, go get your Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TIP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TIP to 321-321. That's TIP to 321-321.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
We're back here on a Tuesday. Kyle May in studios with us. All right, coming up, well, today, right?
Yeah.
March 28th?
No.
26. No, that's next week.
Oh, it's 2 days from now. Today's the 26th.
I'm sorry, I thought it said Tuesday. It says Thursday. My bad. Well, you're confused too, so I don't feel that bad at all now.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you like me to read this for you, or do you want to?
Okay. Well, I got two things going on because, like, tonight the Brooks guy's coming to do a clinic for our current training program people. So I was thinking, oh, wait, it is. Okay. So this Thursday we were having a training, an info night for our beginner 5K training program that kicks off in early April. So come at 6:15 on Thursday, March 28th, and we'll go over some of the info on the program. And this is a true, like what they used to say, couch to 5K 8-week program to get you ready for the big run that we're hosting in June.
Now, is that true? I mean, can people literally go from 8 weeks, I mean, universally? Or are there some people that, you know, you have options of just get off the couch, maybe learn how to walk and learn how to walk, run, and just get healthier?
I think if you have some desire and have been walking a little bit or have some kind of motivation, then it should be okay. It starts with a lot of walking and then a little bit of jogging, and then you flip it over at the end.
But I'm saying someone could participate in this without even having to think about running this marathon. I mean, just to get healthier.
Yeah, 5K.
I thought you said a marathon. All right.
If you're motivated and have been moving a little bit and want to get out there and get ready to finish your first 5K.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's breaking down. It is starting with a lot of walking, a little bit of running, and then we flip it at the end. And then it gets you ready for the big run that we're hosting June 6th. And that's a free program. So you can do this whole thing and not cost you anything.
All right. And then
maybe a pair of shoes.
The dates and all that stuff are available on your website and your social media, right?
Yeah. The training program will go on Thursday evenings at 5:30 and Saturday at 8 a.m. And yes, we have an event for this. And then on our website that under the training tabs, it has the info for the program and to sign up.
All right. And then there's going to be a big party coming up for your 10th anniversary.
Yeah, it's in early May, but we got the venue booked, and we're celebrating 10 years this year, and we're going to have a luau.
Yeah, have you ever been to a luau?
Not a true one, I don't think.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yes.
What do you do?
A couple of times. Well, they bury the pig in the ground.
Okay. Well, I did go to one of those then.
It's
is that all that's required? You just got to bury a pig?
No, you got to eat fire, and I don't know. There's all kinds of stuff that happens.
Wear a lei?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And yes.
And then Hawaiian shirt?
And then you got to, like, try to kick down some poi, which is just god awful.
So we might not be a true luau then.
No. It's going to be okay. It'll be okay.
Closer to like an aloha tribute.
But we're going to do that like Wednesday evening, like May 8th, and we're going to do it at Door 4. So
that sounds like fun.
So we don't have all the info out yet, but I wanted to let your listeners
know. I like the luau theme, though. I haven't been to one of those here locally.
Yeah, Heather was all excited, and Brandy were all excited about doing something like
Look at the poi. Yeah. There's a taro plant in Hawaii that they do a lot with. Like, you can eat taro chips, and there's a mashed part of the taro plant that they make this poi stuff out of, which is kind of like a thick paste.
And what do you do with it?
You eat it.
Oh.
It's a major dietary staple.
Okay.
In the Pacific Islands.
We're going to have a tribute to a luau.
No. You can sell me on. We're doing a luau without poi. There every day.
Yeah, we're doing that. So that's coming up. And then there are some events in April going on. The Lincoln Presidential Half Marathon, April 6th. The Allerton Park, you like going over there.
That's great.
They have a weekend. They have a night. Trail Glow 5K, and then they have a 10K and half marathon. There's a regular 5K going on there, so check that out. And then our current program going on is getting ready for the Christie Clinic half marathon over April 26th over in Champaign.
All right, we only got 30 seconds or so here. Lots of great stuff, Lululemon, Rabbit, big inventory, a lot of stock in right now.
A lot of great shoes, some amazing stuff out there right now. And then, yeah, we've got a lot of our spring clothing in, a good selection of Lululemon, and then, yeah, new apparel from Rabbit that's really, really cool, brand that not a lot of people know, but really, really like it. So, yeah, come check it out. 10 to 6 through the week and 9 to 4 on Saturday. We're open early on Saturday. So
there you go. You buried the lead. You can get in there early. Avoid the lines. Yeah. FleetFeedDecaturIL.com. Kyle, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a great week. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks.
When we get back on the other side of the news, we've got a lot to get to, including checking in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We'll be back.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur 13.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.